This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Monday, October 21st, brought to you by the American Farm Bureau Federation. Good afternoon. I'm Jeff Nally. Well, the U.S. Department of Agriculture continues to expand the area where people may be eligible to receive DSNAP benefits. In Florida, now over 407,000 households in 24 counties are eligible to receive relief with grocery expenses. Last week, USDA announced that residents in parts of Georgia, North Carolina, and Tennessee may be eligible for emergency nutritional assistance. The total area where DSNAP is offered, 112 eligible counties, one tribe across the states impacted by hurricanes Helene and Milton. Through the program, people who may not be eligible for SNAP in normal circumstances can participate if they meet specific criteria, including disaster income limits and qualifying disaster-related expenses. This week's AgriPulse Newsmakers podcast features Georgia 8th District Representative Austin Scott. Scott tells AgriPulse Lydia Johnson that there's tremendous damage from hurricanes in his state and in his district.
If you go into Coffee County or Douglas, you've got about 160 chicken houses that are totally wiped out that feed an integrator that is the largest employer in the county. It'll take a long time for those houses to get rebuilt and places for the chickens to grow out and, again, to supply that integrator there. You've got tremendous amount of cotton damage when you go to the east. You've got tremendous amount of timber, pecan orchards. We think that, you know, we've lost somewhere close to 50,000 pecan trees. It's just astronomical, the damage, and some of it is generational.
Scott says the region needs disaster assistance, but needs time for a complete assessment.
Give us time for the land grant institutions to do the damage assessment and give us the actual estimates on the ground from the land grants who actually know how to do this with their extension agents so that we know what the actual damage is to put together what would be an ag-specific appropriation in the disaster package. We need to make sure that the ag-specific package moves with the global disaster relief package. And what we saw in Hurricane Michael was when the ag package didn't move at the same time, it was approximately 24 months before we were able to get an ag package passed. Times are already tough for the American farmer, regardless of where you are. And I'll tell you, our producers can't survive 24 months without something being done.
Scott says he hopes for financial assistance to be secured by the end of the calendar year.
We expect it to be done before the end of the year. If you look at Georgia alone, Georgia's direct losses are about $3 billion. Some of that will be insured, and that's again something we'll be waiting on a combination of the university and RMA to give us those numbers. So the loss is much bigger than Michael was for Georgia. I expect it will be much bigger than Michael was for Florida. And so our hope is that we would be done before the end of the year. And that way the block grants can be given out, you know, hopefully to the producers.
Scott says much damage is not covered by crop insurance.
From the standpoint of orchards and timber and fruits and vegetables, those things that there really isn't an insurance product for through USDA, the only way to have an equitable treatment to those producers is going to be through the block grants to the states. And so we take those estimates from the land grants that they have tremendous credibility with the producers. They have tremendous credibility with me as a member of Congress and other members of Congress. They give us the numbers that we need to go to the appropriators, people that aren't from our part of the world, and explain to them, you know, why this is an appropriate number for the disaster relief. That number needs to move, and we won't get 100% of it. But what we can get, we need to make sure that appropriation moves specific to agriculture at the same time that FEMA, SBA, and the others move.
Scott also recognizes the need for a new farm bill, but says disaster policy and farm programs are two separate issues. Newsmakers is available now at www.agripulse.com. Today's Drive Time is brought to you by the American Farm Bureau Federation. 141,000 farms were lost in 5 years. How many more will it take for Congress to pass a new farm bill and help farmers hold on? Learn more at fv.org/farmbill. Well, that's all for today's AgriPulse Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Nally.